Pre-shift meetings. Imagine a soccer game, a basketball game, a football game, a volleyball game, or a hockey game where there was no communication from the coach, no game plan, no goals. How strong would that team's performance be? How strong would their fan base be? Basketball legend Michael Jordan was a huge fan of pre-shift meetings. He said, "The game is won in the locker room. If you don't run the shift will run you. And if you don't share goals with your team members before every shift, your team members will presume you don't have any goals, and they will substitute their own. Not a good way to focus a team." Here are the key things to remember about pre-shift meetings. Pre-shifts should be mandatory, not optional, every day, not just the busy shifts. Every pre-shift meeting should relate to a big rock goal. Keep your pre-shift meetings short and sweet. I think 3 minutes max. Pre-shifts should be dialogues and pep rallies, not monologues and complaint sessions. Measure sales and service results before your pre-shifts and after your pre-shifts. See the difference it makes. Execute one-on-one meetings with staggered shift team members who come in later. Don't practice on the crew. Practice with one another at manager meetings first when you're learning how to do a pre-shift meeting. Share pre-shift meeting success stories with your fellow managers. Set the pre-shift topics for the next 30 days with managers at your monthly manager meeting. And practice post-shift appreciation and encouragement meetings with each associate. Persistency will get you there. Consistency will keep you there. The game is scheduled. We have to play. We might as well win it.